Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
International surrogacy is an issue that concerns all communities, and it does all communities, but particularly the LGBTIQ community. And there are a lot of issues and a lot of pitfalls. Paul Norris Ongzo from IPT Law is here to join us to talk us through some of the issues and the pitfalls. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Macca.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Tell us a bit of the history of, tell us IPT Law. It's a firm that specialises in this area?
Yeah, by demand. Yeah. Used to do litigation and intellectual property. None of that anymore. It's all international surrogacy. So what we do is try and help people who have decided to do surrogacy overseas navigate the sort of legal complexities of it. Because as you've got to understand is that there are three or four different laws involved. There's the law of Victoria, the law of Australia, and then, for instance, if you do it in the US, there's the law of the US and the law of the individual state that they're in. And none of those laws say the same thing about parentage.
So, okay, let's assume that I want to have a child. Physically, that's not possible. But I want to create a child. And it's with someone in, I don't know, Estonia. I find someone on the net. Or are there agencies that will assist you with this? Is your firm able to point people in the right direction as to where to start their search or how to go about it?
Well, not as a law firm, no, but no. We have a separate company called Global Surrogacy that can offer the total program to people. But I think what's important for, and the reason I wanted to speak to you, is what's important for people to remember is that whatever you do in terms of surrogacy, you must do it where the process is fully legal.
Right.
Because if you don't, you are going to run into problems like I have with a particular client right now. There's a fine line between surrogacy and child trafficking.
Yes.
Indeed, some countries form the view that surrogacy is child trafficking. So the Australian government is very helpful in terms of having people who've undertaken surrogacy bring their child back home to Australia. Mm-hmm. The Australian government is one of the better countries in the world for helping its citizens. However, that requires that where you do surrogacy, it's legal. So there's a particular focus by the Australian government on people who do surrogacy in Eastern Europe or mm-hmm. the former Soviet republics because they've had a history of child trafficking, illegal adoptions, also in China. But there are legal programs in Russia, Ukraine, Georgia, for example, which we have clients in. The caution is that my partner and I, we did surrogacy in Thailand back in 2012. And that was a fantastic jurisdiction. The doctor who did it had magical hands. Everyone got pregnant. And it was a really cost-effective program. So people could do surrogacy for something like $30,000 to $40,000.
Okay.
Now, since then, all of Asia and Mexico have effectively closed down by making it illegal for foreigners or gay couples to do surrogacy in those countries. So right now I can confidently say that for international parents, so for people who are not resident or citizens of those countries, there is nowhere in Asia where it is legal to do surrogacy.
Wow.
However, there are there are people, organisations that are promoting the Asian surrogacy options, and the reason is that the market is there for it because all the legal options are 100,000 plus.
Yeah.
So the old days of India, Nepal, and Thailand offering an economical surrogacy are gone. So people are hearing from friends, I did surrogacy in Thailand. It's okay, you can still do it. Or, there are organisations that are holding seminars and inviting anyone who wants to sponsor the seminar along to promote their program. And there are people or organisations promoting surrogacy options in Asia. I can tell you that it is illegal in Cambodia, illegal in Laos, illegal in China, illegal in Thailand. There's a client of mine right now who has a 14-month-old son who is still in China.
Wow.
Stateless. So this child has no citizenship. It is not entitled to Chinese citizenship. His process that he followed, based on the recommendation of a friend and an agency, was to have an egg donor from South Africa meet up with a surrogate from Thailand in Cambodia, where the IVF was performed. The surrogate returned to Thailand, and then she gave birth in China.
So I was going to say, before you get down to decide upon the jurisdiction, what are the key considerations if a couple are considering surrogacy? What are the things they should really be thinking about before they even decide where that could happen?
Well, you've got to understand that surrogacy is, I guess in a lot of people's minds, it's an alternative to adoption, because adoption is a lengthy process, difficult and highly regulated, and requires approval in multiple jurisdictions. So what you've got to realise is that under Australian law, the child will always have the child has the right to know its biological Yep. parents Mm-hmm. and its birth mother. So Australian law is very good in that respect, in that it wants to make a paint a scenario where in future the child can contact its surrogate parents or even its egg donor parents.
Yeah.
So, and under Australian law, the surrogate mother will be the legal mother of the child always. You can't waive or extinguish those rights under Australian law. What you can get is a declaration or an order that says, you are the parent and you have parental responsibility for that child. But the birth mother, surrogate mother, will always have rights. And that's some people, that represents a risk or a fear to some people. But for others, they're happy with that. So that's what surrogacy involves. Essentially, it means there's going to be a minimum of three parents.
So it has to be legal, done in a legal jurisdiction. Quick question. So can someone... Can a female, or can the eggs from that person from one of those countries where it's not legal, can that happen in Australia?
Probably not. I mean, no? You can do surrogacy in Australia, and you can in each state and territory. It's highly regulated. You need to fulfil certain prerequisites, and you can... Well, you really have to find your own surrogate and find your own egg donor.
Yeah.
But in terms of bringing someone from overseas, that's much more problematic. Mm. And because each person in the arrangement needs to be approved,
of course,
assessed, yeah, etc.
So what's the ideal way, Paul, for people that want to or need to go down this direction? What should be their first step? Now, when they've made the decision, yes, this is what we want to do, what should be their first step?
They need to recognise that to do it properly, it is going to cost a significant amount of money.
Right.
And ensure that, they're not going to suffer so much financial stress from going down this path that, it impacts on their later family life.
Because they'll certainly get it when they have children anyway.
Well, that's right.
That's the second phase.
So... we've heard stories of it costing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and at the end of it, the child not ending up where everyone thought the child would, because it hasn't for whatever reason it hasn't worked out, or the birth mother has decided not to effectively give up the child?
Well, that's extremely rare.
Yeah, it is?
Yeah, okay. There are notable cases when there's been an issue between the birth mother and the intended parents, or even her changing her mind. But that's they're notable because they're so few.
So few, okay.
And far between.
What's the biggest problem, obviously, the legality of it, but what's the next biggest issue that, you know, that you come across, you know, with your clients?
Nothing really. It's quite in the jurisdictions where we have clients, it's a well-practiced treatment for infertility. So, okay. For instance, in Russia, they've been surrogacy is accepted in a blasé way, one might think, say, as a form of treatment for infertility, and it has been since 1993.
Yeah, which is there's a whole range of reasons for that. I mean, they got population decline, they've got an aging population, they've got huge level of alcoholism and other health issues. So yeah, it's not surprising.
But the US is like the rolled gold destination, but it's expensive. That's like $200,000 plus, and it's increasing in price because of Donald Trump's movement against the Obamacare. Health insurance.
So I was going to say, when is the best time to sort of go and get some professional advice about if you're considering surrogacy? At what point do you suddenly think, I need to go and talk to someone?
Right from the start. Yeah. You know, I've helped people who have gotten into trouble to try and get out of the situation, and it's always more difficult and a lot more expensive than to do it properly from the start.
Very, very vexed issue, a topical one, and one that, you know, I never thought in my... Certainly, you know... Years ago, I never thought that this would be possible for people. So that is it's encouraging that the Australian environment is supportive and allows it to happen. If people want to get in contact with your firm, Paul, how do they do so?
We're on the web.
Yep.
So iptlaw.com.au or globalsurrogacy.baby.
Dot baby. Fantastic. Paul Norris Onsgoe, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the work you do. I think it's really, really interesting. And, you know, this is a very complex issue. If you're thinking about it, get the advice, have the discussion, do it right, because emotionally it will destroy you if you don't do it right. And financially, it could destroy you as well if you're not aware of all the pitfalls.
Thanks a lot, Mecca.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.